Starting it today with
Drosh,
Arya Shagiroth, Perek Gimel Vishtadalit, Ho Imahos, Shel Bitzalim. What are the Imahos? Bitzalim Gidoilim, Shemanichim Oysam Ligadel Zera, large onions. Is there a picture? There is no picture. 81. What? This we already know. It can't be. We did this. How could that be 81? We did it already.
This 81. Right?
81. Yeah, oh, 81.
Come on.
Okay, sorry. Large. These are very large. It says, Imosha v'sol chayam v'chay zepeya. Betzalim gedolim shemanichim oysan ligadel zera. The reason why you have these onions is not to eat, but it's ligadel zera. Umitoch shem mishtahim ba'aretz lechazu l'achila el al-yidei hadchak. They're meant for seeds. They're not meant for eating. And therefore, because it's in the ground, it's not royal achila. So what's the shalachim? Therefore, potter of Yossi, therefore you're exempt from giving payah. Rav Yossi, chayav, so Tanakama says chayav os bepayah. Even though they're not fit for consumption, they're only fit for seeding. They're not fit for consumption. It doesn't matter. You're still chayav to give payah. Chayav os bepayah. Rav Yossi, potter, it's not royal achila. Next. Even though they're not royally achila.
Ah, they just use them for planting.
They delay. Next. Malbunois, bricks. Bricks of onion between. Oh, so there was no picture. That wasn't the picture. Here's the picture. Here's the case. New case. Malbunai sabetzalim shebena yarok. We have bricks. We have square areas of vitzalim between the seeds. You see, these are the seeds. These are the onions. What is the halacha? Rabbi Yosi Aimer peyam bikol echad v'yechad v'cham ayim echad al kol. He holds each one gets on pay and chum say pay echad al kol. What's the lamdis? Malbunai sabetzalim shebena yarok. So Rabbi Yosi the yarok kezera. Seeds the yarok is kazera acher dami she'ein derech b'nei adam lios machnis b'tzalim bein hayarok. So it was the yarok ma'amol she'bein hayarok. Here's the yarok, not vegetables. So yarok is considered to be a zera acher. Savar Rabbi Yosi the yarok is zera acher dami she'ein derech b'nei adam lios machnis b'tzalim bein hayarok. It's not normal. What he has done over here defies logic. This is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to do what has been done over here, to have vegetables grow between onions. Oh no, what happened to you?
Oh.
These vegetables, the vegetables are in between the onions. So the point over here is, this is something which is not acceptable, to have vegetables between onions. You don't do this. And because you don't do this, therefore it's going to be called a hefsek. Therefore every single thing is said there is chai peya. So Rabbi Yossi, the Yorak, Shukin, Sarah, Dariach, Lev, Shem, Dariach, Lev, Adam, Lios, Machnes, Mitzal, Bein, HaYorak, Utnan, Le'el. We learned in the previous perek. We learned b'sherek sheni the zera acher mafsik, that if you plant a different type of variety of seed between onions, it's mafsik. So let's review now. So we have over here malbenois habetzolim shemina yerak. Rabbi Yosi me peyem mikol lechav yerak, because he considers this to be a hefsek. These vegetables are hefsek between the malbenois, and therefore
what's the exact translation of malbenois?
Rectangles. Rectangular patches.
Really? Rectangular.
Yeah, we did. That's exactly what we're referring to. We're referring back to that. And the question was, if the Murav Zebazer, remember here?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
So if there were 10, if there were 12, there were 8.
Right.
If they were Murav Zebazer, so we have this. But here, the only thing there was trees. There, the difference was, it was trees.
Now
dealing with vegetables and onions.
Right.
So therefore he holds. Right. Therefore he holds. You have to accept. Let's read the Mishnah. Nachmol himol shel betzalim chayav bepeah. Rabbi Yosi pointed milbulos milbulos of betzalim shemin yarak. Rabbi Yosi bepeah mikol lachav yachad. Vachamayim meachas lakol. Can I you read it? Your turn.
I read it already.
No, you do. I want to hear.
Shel betzalim chayav bepeah.
Why the chayav bepeah?
Why
the most chayav bepeah?
Because they're eating.
What's the chiddush?
Even though they're used for zriya, there's still time that it can be eaten.
B'shas atchak.
Correct.
But it's primarily meant l'zriya.
Correct. So that's why it's chayav bepeah.
It's a chiddush, though. It's a chiddush.
What's the chiddush?
Kivayitim.
Rabbi Yossi Paita. He says he paitas it because it's only b'shas atchak. Malabnos, you thought I wasn't listening.
Not malabnos, it's malbnos.
Same
the
thing, squares. Squares, like square pizzas. You like square pizza? So you don't eat salam. Shabbein hayerek. Rabbi Yossi Yom HaPeah.
What are malbnos of a salam?
He said the squares, the square slices.
Yeah. The square slices, Shabbein.
Shabbein the Zerayim.
Between the Yorok.
Yorok, I mean.
Yeah.
Each one is a separate identity, and you must give. I can't write this. Why'd you put the thing on it? I was almost wrote in it. Each one you gotta give a pay. Hey, see? This is Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, Liza.
Very good. And the next Chamamim Echad Mikulma, where is it? Peir Echad Chamamim Me Echad Alakol, like here.
Okay, next Mishnah. Achin Shecholku Noistim Shtei Peos. Brothers who divide, they give two Peos. Here, two brothers. Achin Shecholku Noistim Shtei Peos. Brothers that divide, you give two payas. Here, one pay over here. Chazru v'nishtatfu. Let's say they get back together. What is the halacha? Noistin paya echas. They give one payah. If they come, they come back. They give one payah. Next case. That's simplistic. There's no perish. Shnayim shalachu esar ilan. Two people divide a tree. Here's the tree. Shnaim shloch was ilon. So what is the halacha? Shnaim shloch was ilon. Nice to pay echas. How do you like that? Okay, two divided two, they give one payah. Lachach zed sefoin of zed roim. Zed nice to pay laatzma. Zed nice to pay liatzma. If they divide the tree down the middle, okay, so each one gives their own payah. Good, simple, could possibly be. Zed nice to pay liatzma. Hamoichel kilche ilon. If you sell the stalks of the ilon, kilche ilon besoch sadehu. Nice to pay mikol echad liechad. So what does that mean? Let's see. Shlachu es ilan. Hamoichu. What's the word shlachu? What is the word shlachu? Lachach zetu zedrov. Shnayim shlachu es ilan. Here. Here's this part of the Arav. Mahanach ilanos techashini perikama shachai bepeya. Next. Hamoichu kilcha ilan. Sherashe tzmachim. The roots of the tzmachim shachayav bepeya v'loy mochar loy hakarga. You sold the roots. Where are the roots? Shirashe tzmachim shechayim bepeya v'loy mochal loy hakarka noisin halokeach peya mikol echad v'yechad. When that bizman amoichar kilche ilan besoch sadeh noisin peya mikol echad v'yechad amar v'yudei mosa bizman shalosh shir bal hasadeh. When the bal hasadeh did not leave off, what does that mean? Kilaymar im loy hischil bal hasadeh liktzar. The bal hasadeh did not begin to harvest. 91. Im loy hischil balasod liktzar, hamoicher mafresh peya nishar nimkar. I don't know what the world's going on. Okay. Bizman shlo shir balasod avalim shir balasod hu noisin peya lakol. Let's see the Rav. Don't worry, you're going to say this also.
I thought you told me we were going to learn.
No, because it'll take forever. We're not going to accomplish. We're going to figure this out, and then you'll say it, so in order you'll have clarity. So I'll first figure it out, and then you'll figure it out. And you'll say it. You'll get the last licks. Got it?
Get it.
It's a fear deal.
Get it.
Anyway, you don't want it. You're not particular knowing every single word of the Rav. Bizman shloish shir klemar im loy hischil bal hasod liktzar. If the Baal HaSodah did not begin to harvest, Oy lelakit peros of Oz hu chayv balokeach Oz hu de chayv halokeach litein peya. Aval im hischil Baal HaSodah liktzar, so de koidem shem shemochar es elu shenishar min HaSodah. But if he began, the Baal HaSodah began to liktzar, so de koidem shemochar es elu shenishar min HaSodah sheloy liktzar or sheloy nilkat. Bal hasodeh hu hanoisim pei alakol dechid why dechi aschel deketzira ibelukita saperos echayev bepeya shel kol hasodeh Rabbi Yehuda leferusha milsa tanakama kuchen alacha. So here's the picture. Picture 90 and 89 and 91. So let's see. Bizman shalosh shir bal hasad. Picture 89. When do we learn over here in the Mishnah that Amokhilche Idom Sustain Nois and Payam Mikol Lecha Viachar? You have to give each one is Nois and Payam Mikol Lecha Viachar Bizman Shaloshir Bal Hasadim. In other words, Niktaf Alide Bal Hasadim. Okay, the Bal Hasadim, the owner of the field, these are the pictures.
Good.
The owner of the field, he look at the tree. The tree is bare.
Mm-hmm.
He cleaned it out. Nimkar, this part is sold. So Hamoicher lo shir liatzmoi chelik chelik shaloi niktaf. Noisin halokech peah mikol lechem viyachot. So whatever I sold, whatever I retained for myself, already cleaned out, and whatever I sold, I didn't. So in this situation, with the part that I kept for myself, Hamoicher lo shir liatzmo chelik shaloi niktaf. Let's go further, we'll get clear. Im shir, what's this? Hamoicher shir li atzmo chelek shaloi niktaf. Ah. Then noisin hamoicher pay alcohol. Then you give one pay alcohol. So look what's happening over here. The moicher is giving. What's wrong? You're getting very bored, right?
I'm not getting any clarity here.
Look at this picture.
I saw it already.
In this
Nikkar and Nishar.
Alright, so let's go look at the Raf. Let's look at the Kahati. Okay, let's read the Kahati. Hamoicher kilche iloy besoch sedei. Kolaymar, what does this mean? Shaloy mochar karko, you did not sell karko, elo ilonos luvat. I'm only selling the trees on Manas Shalokeach Yaakram the Yita Isam Besoich Sadehu Vuilanos Mulayim Peros. So here's the goal. I'm selling you the trees, and the deal is take the trees, uproot them from the ground, and take them somewhere else. In the meantime, the trees are filled with fruit. So the question over here is, notice the payment called Lech V'yachad, who gives payah? So he makes it very clear. Okay, this the rabbi didn't say, didn't make it so far clear. Halokeach, notice the payah. We call Ilan V'ilan Lechud. Shahol since V'hakarka Eina Shalo, since Karka Shaina Shalo, Ein Hu Ilanus Mitztarfim L'payah Achas. Since the Karka does not belong to him, the Karka belongs to the Baal HaBayis, and he only is purchasing the trees, so each tree is independent, you cannot combine.
Good.
The question, okay, fine, good. That's the similar halacha. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, not so fast. Emosai, nois na koine pe. When does the koine give the pay? Bizman shlo shila balasod the ilanus liatzmo. He did not retain any trees liatzmo. Elamachar kol hu ilanus shebesod. He sold all the trees. So if I'm selling you all the trees, then you the buyer, it's your responsibility to be mafresh pay on every single tree alone. Okay, there are
right,
10 trees.
But if you buy some of them.
If the Baal HaBayis, who knows, in Baal HaSodeh, not the Lokeach, he gives.
Good.
So the Gemara is another condition. The Mishnah is not so simple. That's what the Rav was coming to explain. That there are more conditions that are invisible in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
What are the other invisible conditions? The Gemara explains.
Yeah.
I began
to
Once you begin to harvest, then the chiyav peah is chal upon you.
Good.
But look at the parish couldn't shemachas elon. It's chayos is v'chal love betchila chiyav the peah. Harei who knows the peah me elon shashir al kol elon shemachar. Avlam lo hischal liktzar. If I did not begin to harvest, afal pir shashir baal hasad. Even though the baal bayis kept over, chayav lo kechli the peah me elon shakana. But if I did not leave over for myself a tree, If I did not begin to harvest, then even though I'm leaving over for myself, too bad. You, the buyer, have an obligation to be mafreshpe on everything that you buy. Bram l'fiyah yishalmi. Now, before that's according to Bavli. Bram l'fiyah yishalmi. I feel like shaloi is chulik tzunis na bala basad mashir pei ala ala kol. Shayuhu kim. Bram l'fiyah yishalmi. I feel like shaloi is chulik. That's a new pshat. Fine. So now I got pshat. Now let's review the Mishnah based upon what we've learned. Now we learned together, right? So now we know it.
Yeah.
So now we're finished because that's now going to be a new. That's going to be a new parish. So now let's read something with Sevier. So I'll review the Emosai. When is it true the halacha is that the buyer gives pay alcohol? When is it true? When the buyer shaloi shir bal hasadeh. When the bal hasadeh sold all the trees, you got them all. 89. Bizman shaloi shir bal hasadeh. The bal did not leave over anything for himself. I'm selling you all 10 trees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Doesn't look like it. It looks like he's only sold them this.
I'm selling you all the trees. I'm selling you nimkak farm. So that's additional parish. What it says in the Gemara. I'm selling you 1, 2, 3. I'm selling you. Kiloimar. Okay, you have to read this also because something over here not clear. The picture over here is not doesn't seem to be inconsistent.
We're going to have to pick this up next week.
All right, fine. All right.